For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
But it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Bill Bush is out today under the weather. He'll be back tomorrow, likely here. Sip, how are you doing on this wonderful opening day for Major League Baseball? What am I wearing today? Tell the Breakers who aren't watching the broadcast.
You're wearing some juvenile swag.
What is this? This is less juvenile than my Nebraska basketball jacket, though. You'd have to agree with that. Easily. This is a simple Kansas City jacket. It's dark blue. It's royal blue. It says KC. The other one I wear that is definitely juvenile, the Husker jacket, is it's a white jacket. It's got the old school Nebraska basketball logo. It's got Huskers on the backside. That is juvenile. This is simply right. It's proper. It's how we do opening day. Okay. Even our good friend, your cousin, your long-lost third cousin, Dave Dipple's in the house. He's donning also KC attire this morning with his hat.
Dave Dipple.
He provided us breakfast. He's got food. He's got orange juice. He's got burritos. He's got oatmeal. He's got chocolate milk for Bill, who's not here.
It was an incredible surprise to see Dip. He has a T-shirt on. It says, I'm really happy about the T-shirt. He has a T-shirt on that says Breaker since 2017.
Yeah, we kind of forgot he's not been with us the whole time, which is okay. He's been all but 1 year. He said he moved from Illinois back in 2017 to Lincoln.
Breaker since 2017 is a good deal.
It's always good to see Dipple and anybody stopping in here. He brought in breakfast. He brought in breakfast
before
the show.
Back on anybody, but yeah, for the most part.
So now people are saying, well, which people does Sip not want to see before? Is it me? He's talking about me?
No, if an axe murderer would walk in the door, I wouldn't be thrilled.
Morning, guys. It's time for your death. I call my wife real quick.
I can't make one call.
Can I make a couple phone calls before this happens, including the police is one of them? I'll do it in privacy, I promise.
Anywho, yeah, Dipple's here with a lot of food. In fact, if you're downtown, you could stop in. There's no way we're eating all this, right? I got practice today, so I was telling Dip, I don't have practice. Nebraska football has practice, and I got to go straight from here to practice. 8:30. I'm leaving the show.
That's fine. I can survive.
Okay, I'm leaving the show at 8:30, and then I'm going to practice. And I don't have any. There's no food stops scheduled.
Well, Dip will save the day then.
He did, because I'm thinking about it. And then with media availability after practice, I won't probably get to any food till 1 o'clock, you know. So I was thinking about it. That's 7 hours.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
You might be starving at that point.
Not now.
Not today.
Hell no.
You've got burritos and oatmeal and orange juice to chug down to help you out.
Cleanup crew. This is Idle Chit Chat, by the way, sponsored by
Newton's Lawn Care.
Right. So cleanup from yesterday, me and Bill. Kind of not a gaffe, but just sort of a moment of, let's just go with stupidity. Both of us.
No, that's a good tease right there. I'm intrigued.
We wondered aloud, is chili on the water? Chili has 4,000 miles of coastline.
I didn't want to make fun of you that much because I think it's hard to know South America geography if you're not been in school for 40 years like you have not.
Right.
Yeah, I aged you there. Yes, but Chile is on the south point of South America and the west part of South America.
It's 4,000 miles of coastline on the Pacific.
The entire country on the west side would touch the water.
To put 4,000 miles in perspective, from L.A. to New York is 2,400 miles.
So then you would understand why they would always have Chilean sea bass, because there's all that coast with water and the ocean for the sea bass to thrive and frolic in. Yes, I said frolic. Dogs frolic, and so do sea bass, apparently.
Is there any other cleanup from yesterday? Do we mess anything up?
I don't recall making any mistakes yesterday at all.
No, not too bad, I don't think. That was probably...
Breakers, if you have something that that bothered you that we messed up on, please let us know. We want to get things right. We're not afraid to admit our faults and go back to our issues we've had and get things right. 402-464-5685 text, as always. But I don't think we have any major issues from yesterday, the show.
No. Let's see. By way of idle chit-chat, did ride the hog yesterday.
Nice.
Got to Target to get some Mando deodorant.
Mando?
Yeah. It's great. It's really good.
I've never used that.
You should consider it.
That type?
Yeah. Mando's really good.
Okay. I've never tried it before.
I get the spray and the stick and the body wash, and I just said, you know what? I can just put that in my pocket, so I'll just...
I thought you were using Axe.
Well, I still do use Axe, but that's...
Just the spray?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Axe stick?
No.
What do you use with Axe? Hold on.
Body wash.
Okay.
Axe body wash.
Okay, got it.
No, I don't think I've ever used Axe deodorant.
Good.
Yeah. No, I use Mando now. Mando's really kind of life-changing.
Did somebody point you to this to try it out? John says, I have Mando. It's great. So you're getting, somebody's on your side here.
What Mando is to me is if you put a shirt on Monday and you just happen to put that shirt on again on Wednesday, you will still have the Mando smell in the shirt.
All right.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
So it's strong then.
Strong. 3 days.
That can be a good or a bad thing.
Is that right?
Sometimes you don't want deodorant to stand out. Oh. You want to know you're just not, you don't smell like BO.
Yeah.
It's not always the job to mask your entire scent with something that is that strong. It's just to avoid the nasty smells from your body.
I've never thought of it to that level.
Are you doing your whole body or just the armpits usually?
It's a whole body spray. The Mando.
Okay. Well, the spray would do that. I'm talking about the stick.
I don't apply the whole stick to my legs. All right.
I was concerned.
Yeah.
Now we're on the same page here. It's fine. Yeah. I was telling Dipple before the show.
There's
something in life that I think I hate more than anything else. How about that for a tease? What could I possibly hate more than anything else in life? I think it's a pretty clear first.
Let me pull up my pants for this one. Hold
on. Why were they not up to begin with?
They're just low.
I got a belt on. The worst thing in life,
what
is hands down, allergies, because I had a conversation with Luke from the mill yesterday, and he had a great description. He's like, it's like when you blow your nose or you sneeze. It's the most unfulfilling blowing of the nose ever, because you could have the biggest farmer's blow.
Understand.
And within a millisecond, you're back to needing to blow your nose again. Yep. It just never stops. And I take Benadryl, I take Claritin, I take all the sorts.
Surprised.
I don't get the allergy shot. That's my bad. But whatever. I take medicine. I take the different pills, and it doesn't work. At some point, Claritin used to work back in the day. Now I think I'm immune to it, and Benadryl doesn't work that well for me.
I think we're in a high allergy state.
See, I'm wiping my eyes constantly. I'm blowing my nose every commercial break. Before the show, I'm just back there blowing my nose for 5 minutes straight.
I wonder if there's anything you could change in your diet that would help. I'm wondering that.
It's the air. It's the pollen. It's everything from spring, which, again, I love spring. Happy to see things blossoming and growing, but it causes me to be in pain and be constantly requiring Kleenexes or paper towels at all times.
You and many, many others.
Yeah, I'm not alone.
Including myself.
I think you would agree that it's one, if not the worst thing, one of the worst things in life is allergies.
I'm gonna I'm not pushing back hard, but I think I'm just so used to it that it doesn't even.
You just accept. Well, this is be a month of misery. Just
yeah.
Have the tissues on hand at all time. Paper mm-hmm. towels, napkins, mm-hmm. handkerchiefs. Brandon says on YouTube, Jake, it just keeps getting worse. Local honey, well, with cumin will maybe be will help, possibly. I'm at the point I'll try anything. So I might try the local honey with cumin, if that's what Brandon's saying. I might try it. Sounds good. Sounds like it doesn't taste that bad.
No.
Let's go for that. Because this is no way to live life right now.
You're doing
fine. Like, you're going to look over me and think I'm crying because it's natural. The allergies are causing this problem.
Hmm.
I got tears coming down my face.
You have it worse
than I
do.
And I'm not sad. Is it not happy tears? They're not sad tears. They're just allergy tears, and it's pissing me off.
Let's see if I can make you sad. Then you have the double whammy.
It's true.
Tears from allergy and tears from
okay.
Owen Freeman going to
crate. We'll get to that in a second. Now,
okay.
I would like our good friend Greg in Myrtle Beach to chime in. You text if you'd like to, Greg. We haven't heard from you for a while because Greg at
where are you, Greg?
Greg at one point sent us a couple years ago a large amount of Claritin because I think he had some sort of deal with Claritin back in the day. He sent us a lot of Claritin. Now, someone says, FYI, you can take up to 6 Claritin at once. I've never heard that.
Whoa.
And frankly, I'm scared to try that.
Whoa. Whoa. I don't. That might be a play off that you can take 6 ibuprofen. No.
Because you can, it's pretty standard. You can take up to 4 ibuprofen. That's known. Like 4 is really pushing it. 3 is safe. 4 is good, but hey, don't go beyond that. I've never heard more than 1 Claritin. Like,
no, I wouldn't take 6.
So this is not even close to ibuprofen. That's like taking 12 or 14 ibuprofen, which I would, no way, don't do that.
6 Claritin would freak me out.
I feel like I'd have a nosebleed going on or something like that. I'd have something bad happening.
And Claritin doesn't make you woozy, or does it make you woozy?
It can. There's
Benadryl
not, there's
does.
Drowsy and there's non-drowsy Claritin. Same for Benadryl.
Yeah.
Zyrtec. I've tried Zyrtec. That's usually that works okay. Usually, I don't have any right now. I need
Zyrtec,
to buy some Zyrtec.
To me is the best one. That's the best one. I never bought it. I steal Trixie's. I do take it and it's effective.
I just got a text from my mother. Time chimes in. She says, "Listen to Sip. I'm guessing your diet is affecting you." I don't think that it is.
I think that it's yellow food dye has an effect. I do. It does me. I try to avoid yellow food dye. Now, the problem with that is, well, that's not a huge problem. The other problem for you would be hops. I think hops.
Like
yes.
Beer. Well, I don't drink. I don't do IPAs.
Okay. Hops, I've heard.
Hops are very big in IPAs. I don't like IPAs, okay. So that's not a problem for me. And I drink beer year-round, so I'd have allergies year-round if that was the case. It's the weather.
I think diet can affect it. Okay, I'm not going to get all hot.
I haven't changed anything in my diet. I know nothing's different. I'm not eating something I haven't
Jake,
before.
I'm suggesting that perhaps you should change something in your diet.
But my point is that it's the blossoming of flowers and grass and leaves outside that's affecting me.
What did your mom say?
She said, "Listen to Sip."
Listen,
I'm telling you, nothing in my diet has changed.
Well, I can tell you
that would cause this.
Without, I don't want to do this. I don't want to sound haughty because I think this conversation can if I'm not careful. I quit eating fast food almost like completely. Right, about 5 years ago. I will still.
You're a good man, by the way, for that.
Yeah, as I sit here and eat a burrito from McDonald's.
Guess that streak's over.
Yeah. No, I will eat it sometimes. In a burrito at McDonald's, yes, it counts, but it helped my allergies a lot. There's no doubt about it.
Okay.
There's no doubt about it. My allergies were out of control. I didn't stop doing it for that reason, but I noticed. It's way better now. My allergies used to be probably worse than yours. Do you remember when we did the show?
Yes.
I'd sneeze like...
Yeah, I do remember that, yes.
And that doesn't happen.
You'd have like 12 straight massive, it would be a run of sneezes.
And when did that happen?
You have to leave the room a couple years ago.
I know, but it doesn't happen anymore.
That has stopped.
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah.
Let's see. Someone said all beer has hops. I know, but IPAs tend to have more hops. That's why they're called hoppy.
Yeah.
Texture says, by the way, this is through a lot of text. People have a lot of allergy takes this morning.
Oh, there's a lot of allergies. People have them.
This is Jake at Crete says, I have the same problem. My allergy doctor told me to take one Zyrtec, two Benadryl at the same time, once in the morning and once at night.
Wow.
He says one Zyrtec and two Benadryl. That's
wow.
a lot.
Wow.
So my one Benadryl I've been taking is not enough, and the Claritin is not either. This is not me knocking those options. I'm just saying they have not been working for me.
Okay.
They have in the past. I might be immune to them now. That's a me problem.
You just got to up your dosage, it sounds like, right?
Yes, it sounds like it. But I'm not taking six Claritin. That sounds like a big problem. I'm not doing that. Right. Maybe two, maybe three. Matt says, hands down, Flonase is the best on the market and covers the entire spectrum of allergies.
Have you tried it?
No, haven't.
Time.
Flonase. Do time. That. Who in Columbus, Tip?
Bird.
Bill might be upset by that, but good job. Xyzol and Flonase combo knocks it down for me. I've never heard of Xyzol before. XYZAL. Xyzol. Never heard of it. I'll check it out. Pete in Chattanooga. Why would he be listening, Sip? I know I have no idea. Why would he be listening?
Why would somebody in Chattanooga be listening?
He says, there's no pollen allergy like a Chattanooga allergy. The pollen cakes your car with a thin layer of yellow dust. We do get that once in a while here, but not all the time.
Wow. Wow. Who's the guy that does the informational shows on the Rock Channel sometimes, and he also wrote the NBA theme song?
That's John Tesh.
John Tesh. I feel like this
Round
is
Ball
a,
Rock.
I feel like this is like a John...
I know, this is great.
This is a John Tesh show.
Well, sometimes we got to be advice for people.
Kind of sound like John Tesh. You kind of do.
I have to work on my John Tesh voice. I know John
like
Tesh. I know who he... I listened to John Tesh. You know, I listened to him a long time back in the day. I like his show.
Yeah.
Try Allivert. I'm getting like 45 suggestions here of allergy stuff, so I guess I'll write these down and see which ones work and which ones don't.
You should appreciate it. The Flonase thing is particularly convincing to me. And then they have this tube, the boom tube. What's it called, Ellie? Ellie, is it called the boom boom tube or something like that? That you spray up your nose. I've heard that's effective. I don't know if it's called the boom boom tube. It's something like that, though. Is that right? Something like that.
Well, thank you. Thank you to all the advice people for allergies. I'll consider all of them because this is hell, and I don't want to live in hell anymore in terms of this situation. So thank you.
You know what's interesting? I'm relatively unaffected.
Well, I'm happy for you. Way to go. I'm proud of you. So
that
happy that you can breathe properly.
Genuine.
I'm so proud you can breathe and operate properly while I'm just... basically underwater over here trying to talk.
I wasn't being insensitive.
Okay.
Is it affecting your sleep?
I don't think so. But I sleep like crap at all times anyways.
Do you really?
I've told you. I've had, you know, ever since I've been doing the morning show, which is, you know, 13 years now.
Good God.
We've been together for nine, and I've been doing it for 13. I have an irrational fear of oversleeping the show every single day. If you guys are ever curious what it's like, yes, this is 13 years of, oh my God, I'm going to be late every single day.
Why don't you just do the alarm?
So I'll have the alarm, but sometimes you think you didn't set it, number one, or you overslept and you didn't hear it. And so I'll wake up at, oh God, it's 1:35, back to sleep. Oh, got to go, 3:14. Oh, it's 4:30. I guess it's close to getting up time, but I can sleep for maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 more minutes.
Why have we not had this conversation?
It's horrible.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Why have we not had this conversation?
It's no way to go through life.
I didn't know you had that irrational
issue.
No,
every single day, every weekday, for 13 straight years, I've had the irrational fear of I'm going to oversleep the show, and I wake up at all times of the night, and that's just the truth.
I don't think it's all that healthy for me to laugh at your issues, but
it's fine. We have a lot of issues over here, so laugh away. Laugh away. I have not been late on my own accord. You know, again, I was late the day that I got stuck in the road in the blizzard a couple weeks ago.
Have you not been late?
I have not been late for a show. Knock on wood. This isn't very. This could go badly. I could be late tomorrow. I have not been late since I think 2017.
Is that right?
I believe.
So I was with you at that point?
Yeah, you had to call me. Said what's going on?
Is that right?
Oh God, yeah. I'll be there shortly. It's been a while, okay. But that is, I think, the end of idle chit chat. Anything else for you at all?
20. Nothing. No. Nothing major.
Oh, I guess you should mention idle chit chat. That's sports related.
Sports.
As you mentioned briefly earlier, Owen Freeman, the Iowa star center, is going to Creighton. Announced Creighton. He's going to be a Creighton Blue Jay.
Creighton landed a good one.
Owen Freeman will replace Ryan Kalkbrenner, who's finally moving on after 5 years with Creighton. And he's not exactly the three, you know, Kalkbrenner's not a three-point shooter. He could shoot the three, but he is certainly a very, very good option to replace Ryan Kalkbrenner. Not as tall. I think Ryan was about 7'1". Owen's, I think, 6'11", so he's close enough in height. But Owen Freeman is a very, very, very good offensive player. I'm not saying he's great defensively, but he's a really good offensive player.
Owen Freeman averaged, I mean, just to get some numbers, he was the Big Ten Rookie of the Year in 2023-2024.
Freshman of the Year, yes.
Yeah, Rookie of the Year.
A.K.A. freshman, but yes, go for it.
A.K.A. rookie. Mm-hmm. 16.7 points, 6.7 rebounds, 1.8 blocks. Are you getting all that? While shooting 64% from the field. Excuse me.
Allergies.
Owen Freeman is a major pickup for Craig.
Huge pickup. Huge pickup. Again, I don't think he's as good of a defender as Kalkbrenner is.
No.
But he is definitely an offensive weapon.
No, he's not going to be the three-time Big East Defensive Player of the Year. And it's possible that Kalkbrenner was the four-time Big East Defender of the Year. Now, here's the thing. People are going to wonder about Nebraska. You're not going to see a lot of, first of all, two things to keep in mind, Jake, as it applies to Nebraska and the portal. You don't see a lot of portal leaks because there's so much money involved right now. I mean, Freeman is I'm going to tell you right now, my insiders. Freeman is 1 million plus, and it's closer to 2 million than 1 million, okay? So what I'm telling you is this. These agents, coaches, these programs don't want this information about players out because it could drive up the price.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this player's on the market. Oh, didn't know it. Or these teams are involved. It could affect the value of the player and affect how much a program has to pay. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. And this is why I still, and Bill has said this before regarding football, but in general about the sport, is that for various reasons, for monetary reasons and for, I guess, drive reasons, I would like almost all my players coming up from either non-power five or smaller.
Yeah, I got it.
So it's not charging you $2 million because Owen Freeman's from Iowa. That's power five. It's Big Ten. Yeah, it's going to cost you a lot of money. A million plus? Absolutely. But if you're getting somebody from Loyola Marymount, something like that, it shouldn't cost you that much.
It depends.
It's going to cost you a lot, but...
Yeah, it depends. It depends what other people are paying. The market gets set. And then the other part of the conversation I want to make clear to people, remember, like, I think Bryce Williams was, well, I don't want to say anybody in particular. A lot of the players will commit in like mid-April. I mean, we're a little ways away. we could be a little ways away from even knowing who Nebraska gets.
Well, I'd say the portal window, I confirmed, yes, the portal window opened up, of course, Monday, goes through April 22nd is the basketball portal.
Yeah, you could get.
You got some time.
Yeah. This is not going to all happen in the next few days for Nebraska. This could, in fact, this could go over a period of weeks, you know.
Well, they do play basketball next week, so they're going to be distracted with that.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
Yeah, we are one day closer to the college basketball crown. One day closer.
Let's go. Who wants to sponsor us? We're going to Vegas. Let's go. 464-5685. I'll chat it. I'll make it happen. Make it work.
The MGM Grand Garden Arena and T-Mobile Center.
Yes. Last thing before we move on, this is basketball related. Congrats to a former Nebraska basketball assistant coach, Ali Farokmanesh, known, of course, more for his iconic shot against Kansas with Northern Iowa to beat them in the round of the 32 back in like 2008, I want to say.
Ways back.
I think it was 09, actually, to move on to that. So he is now the new head coach at Colorado State per last night.
Okay.
So congrats to him. And
is there any other basketball news?
No.
One thing. Would you be interested in... Here's one. Hold on. This is not even idle chit-chat. Would you be interested in Lathan Somerville? He was the big man for Rutgers.
No.
Do you remember him, 6'10"?
Not really.
Big dude. I mean, just a big...
Here's what I remember from Rutgers was Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper and Steve Peichel. That's it.
This Lathan Somerville averaged 8.2 points and 4.2 rebounds. He would be like this. He would be the guy that would replace Mia.
Well, that won't be hard to do. I said it. I said it. What did Braxton Mia, was he worth anything to this team this year?
Yes, he was at times. Come on now. Seriously, Jake. At times.
Braxton Mia, again, the back spasms, I'm not laughing at that. That's unfortunate. That sucks. Anybody with back spasms, that's a terrible thing to have.
Some moments.
But Mia had some moments. Yeah, we gave him the Bronx cheer when he made free throws at PBA. A Bronx cheer happened at PBA.
Somerville would be like a replacement. I know who Somerville is. I watched him. He is what he is.
Think about this. You're asking Owen Freeman at Creighton versus Lloyd. What's his name?
Somerville. Yeah.
Who would I rather have?
Well, it's now hold on though. I mean, I'm not suggesting that Somerville's going to be your bell cow. He's a role player.
I'd say if I were Nebraska, I'd try to go the same route as Andrew Morgan. Find somebody from the Summit League or a smaller one that was a good player as a post player that proved he could play in the Big Ten. I'm going that route again. I don't need a Rutgers guy. I need somebody that has played to a higher level at a smaller school and can do that here at Nebraska.
We both have a mutual friend who coached in the college game for years and played at a high level. He would not want his name used, but he was pretty adamant that Nebraska could use a GM. But Fred is going to be the GM because Fred told Robin Washit in a lengthy interview that Fred said, I have been a GM. I know the agents that are involved. Not all of the agents. And you know what I would say to Fred? I would. Are you sure you know all the agents? Because a lot of these agents are lower level guys. Yeah. There's kind of, some of them are like street agents. I don't even know what I don't even know that there's a lot of certification right in the college agent world. You know, it's not like name.
I think it's very sloppy. I really do.
Right.
I think the agent system right now is extremely sloppy.
Who's the super agent that materializes at Dolphins games?
That would be Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah, it's not like Rosenhaus.
He's well known and he's respected and knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the phone calls because he's good at his job.
So Fred's trying to do it all while he's coaching. He has guys on his team that he has to tend to every single day. And oh, by the way, he's working the phones. I'm not telling Fred what to do. I'm not smart enough.
Give some advice. Yeah. Sage advice.
Well, and it's more of our friend who affected me on this conversation. He wanted to talk yesterday, and his thought was he probably needs an agent. Or excuse me, a GM type. like Matt Rhule hired.
Mm-hmm. I'd be fine with that, but we'll see what happens. That is idle chit chat.
Is that idle chit chat?
It's 6:29. We had sports in there, to be fair. It's sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. New customers get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Get a free quote within 24 hours from Andrew at Newton's Lawn Care. Today is a great day in this country, Sip, for two reasons. Number one, as I mentioned earlier, I'm wearing the Royals jacket for official opening day.
Juvenile
across,
swag.
Across the country, and I guess in Canada too, with Toronto opening day as well. No longer Montreal, sadly. It's been gone for years with the Expos. It also is the Sweet 16 begins tonight. Four games in the Sweet 16 this evening. At 6:09, the first game will begin.
6:09.
I want you to rank these in order of interest. We have four games.
I got my sheet right.
Most interested to least interested, all right?
Okay, I'll wait.
I'll give you the nicknames. Now, at 6:09 on CBS, you have BYU and Alabama, the 6 versus the 2 seed, all right? 6:39 on TBS, Maryland, the 4 seed against 1 seed Florida in the West region. At 8:39, 1 seed Duke against 4 seed Arizona in the East region at CBS. And at 9:09 on TBS, you have 3 seed Texas Tech against 10 seed Arkansas in the West region, Sweet 16. Rank those games, please.
Here comes
in
the ranking.
Order of interest, high to low.
Not hard to do. I'm actually going to start low to high.
Okay, so this is
and
4.
And build towards the big one. 4. 4 is Bama BYU.
No, that's my 1.
Ah.
That's my number 1. We could not be more different than that. That is my number 1 game.
I'm not uninterested in it. I'm just interested in the other ones. I mean, BYU Bama will be back and forth. It'll be it's
high scoring.
Yeah. And I'm not as enamored with that sort of game as you are. I kind of like the gritty defensive type game. So anywho, I'm not uninterested in that game. I will probably watch that.
The over-under for the game is expecting a high 80s game, like an 88 to 86 type of game.
Yeah. As far as a prediction goes, I've taken BYU.
I think that's a fine pick.
I like BYU in that game. I've watched BYU now twice in the tournament and can't believe they only got a 6 seed. I mean, they probably are a 6 seed, but I thought they look better than a 6 seed is what I'm trying to say. 3 on that list, Duke, Arizona. Seems predictable.
I would agree with that. 3 is fine for that game, sure.
Thanks, Jake.
No, actually, you know what? I'm going to go 4 for that one. That's my 4.
Okay.
Least interested game.
Duke, Arizona.
Yep.
I'm not uninterested. It's always you want to see Cooper Flag. You want to watch that. You want to, and we all agree on the stool. I think we can speak for Bill here. And most people, I think, feel that Duke is now the team to beat in the tournament, right?
Yes, although Bill is still sticking with his Florida pick, which is fine. There are one seed in the Sweet 16.
2 tonight is Calipari, Texas. Calipari versus Texas Tech. I'm very, very, very interested in that Arkansas storyline, and I want to see what Texas Tech looks like. I always like to see what Texas Tech looks like. Why? Because I think of Nebraska, and I think of Lincoln and Lubbock as the same, and I think, why can't Nebraska look like Texas Tech in basketball? Why?
There's no reason why.
Have you ever been to Lubbock?
No, I haven't, but you've told me stories of Lubbock.
Pretty similar to Lincoln. In a sense, it is. It's roughly the same size. It's out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's fascinating when you're there because you can see for miles and miles, Jake. It's
outpost flat. Town.
It's flat. Okay. So
number 1 is in Maryland, Florida for you.
Yeah, very, because of our discussions all year about Maryland and the thought that they can go deep. I love watching Derek Queen play. I overuse the word interesting. He's a unique player. I think he's uniquely talented. He's not a high flyer. He's not a high flyer, but he's very skilled around the rim. He's skilled. Hell, he's skilled out on the floor. You saw the shot to the buzzer beater. He's a unique
great shot. Good defense, too, by the way.
Yeah, he's a unique talent. Kind of reminds you of Durant a little bit, right? A little bit.
No, okay. I'm not giving you that. Kevin Durant was a 3-point weapon. Derrick Queen is not.
No, he doesn't. He'll go out and shoot a little bit.
Yeah, not often. No. Kevin Durant still thrives in 3-point ball.
Yeah, it was probably a suspect comp.
Well, I had to push back, and I couldn't just give you that.
No, you probably.
I got to think about who I think of Derrick Queen.
Don't, you don't have to. Doesn't always have to be a comp. Anyway,
he's one of one.
Yeah, like Nebraska basketball is one of
we're
one.
We're not proud of that, by the way. My order of interest is number one, BYU, Alabama, by far number
You're
one.
You're starting with number one.
Yeah, because I know you said it doesn't matter for you the type of game. To me, it does.
No, it does matter.
That Wisconsin BYU game was fun to watch. It was 91-89. That was fun. Back and forth and back and forth. Just high score. Tanji was great.
Yep.
And BYU made a bunch of guys making shots. That was fun.
Yeah.
So that to me is my clear number one tonight.
Clear.
Favorite. Number two.
Clareton clear.
Yeah, which I'm not right Clareton now. I wish clear. I was. I'll go to Maryland, Florida. I think Florida wins that game, not with relative ease, but I think they will win by 8+. They're 6.5-point favorites, so I think they cover that spread.
Part of the appeal for me on that game is to see if Maryland, how close they can keep it.
Number three, to me, Arkansas, Texas Tech, Calipari versus Grant McCaslin, who no one even knows the name. That's the head coach of Texas, is Grant McCaslin. That's his name.
You wouldn't know McCaslin if he walked in the mill right now.
I'd say, what's your name, sir? Yeah. My name's Grant. Grant what? McCaslin, what do you do? I'm the head coach of Texas Tech.
You'd be right.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm...
And I'm the president of the country.
And I'm Red Auerbach.
And to me, a distant four, yeah. Arizona, Duke, I think Duke will beat them with relative ease. Duke is a 9.5-point favorite. They could cover that. Duke made Baylor look like they were a high school team in that court. It was an impressive showing. So that's tonight. That's your Sweet 16.
And then the Guardians and Royals
yes.
at 3:10.
There we go.
Yes.
And by the way, if you wanted to join, we have a remote broadcast today to celebrate opening day and the tournament. Stop by Liquid Assets Sports Bar and Grill at 27th and Jamie Lane. We're watching baseball all day. We're there from 3 to 6. We will lead you up to the basketball games starting at 6:09, but we will have baseball on every TV, plus some golf as well.
What a day.
Join us for great food, the best beer selection in town, whiskey, wine, cocktails, 2755 Jamie Lane. I'll be there the whole time.
Good job. What a day in sports. It's opening day, and it is the Sweet 16 tonight, and Nebraska football has an open practice for the media.
And you'll be there. I will not be there, but you will be there.
Yeah, I will have to leave the show at 8:30 as the doors open at 9 over there.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. I can live with that.
Dana Holgorsen will be available.
He's speaking?
Yes.
We'll have audio tomorrow. It's a tease. We'll have
Please
Dana
have
Holgorsen
sound
audio
of Dana,
tomorrow.
Yeah. Please have sound of Dana. I think maybe QB1 as also a couple players.
When we come back, a week removed from playing in March Madness, a program is dropping down not from Division 1, but to Division 3. We'll tell you who and why next on Early Break on the Ticket.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.